Hey y'all, it's Stephanie from Root to Seed. Today we will discuss weeds and what we might be able to do about them. As usual, you can refer to the blog post in our community blog should you need to refer back to the information. Before we get started, I'd like to start with some news. Since we were last together, we sent out our April newsletter. You can sign up for that on www.roottoseedonline.com if you like. We continue to integrate the chicks, and in just a few more weeks, they'll be out there for good. The cold weather crops are doing great, and we will be eating radishes very soon. We'll be planting out most of the rest of the summer vegetables Mother's Day weekend, which is admittedly a bit early, but that's what I prefer to do with my day. The Mother's Day pots have been planted and are awaiting their new homes. These will be posted soon for sale. However, it will be just a pickup delivery item only. All right, I think that's it. Let's get to it. Right now, when weeds are attempting to grow throughout my raised beds, I don't mind at all the mindless, repetitive process of pulling out weeds to end up with a clean slate. I actually find it a little meditative. But when the weather is hot and humid and the insects are biting, there are so many other things I'd rather be doing. And today I'd like to quickly review weeds and what you might do to remove and prevent them. If you need to refer back to the information, you can go to www.roottoseedonline.com and find the What Weed Is It blog post in the community blog. I'm bringing it out of archives for you. I'll leave the link in the show notes. All right. We talked about invasive plants a few weeks ago, and it will be important for you to distinguish between annoying weeds and invasive plants as they are causing havoc on our natural ecosystem. I strongly recommend that invasive and potentially invasive plants be removed from your property if possible. Always refer to your local environmental management site for specific instruction in removing invasives. In general, invasives can be pulled or dug, but care must be taken to prevent further plant propagation from root to stem fragments or dislodged seeds. Disturbance of the plant in general by digging may also bring additional invasive plant seeds to the surface where they can germinate. After invasive plants are removed, it's important to cover bare areas with mulch or cover crops so that seeds brought to the surface during your removal process will be less likely to sprout. And also to replant with native species as soon as possible will help to prevent the recolonization of the invasive plant. All right, I'll be back in a few seconds to talk about weeds. A weed is defined as a plant out of place, one whose desirable attributes have yet, perhaps, to be discovered. A diversity of plants is ideal for your property, and many plants can live in your lawn or yard without dominating it. Some plants, though, remain stubbornly in the wrong place. Your tolerance for weeds is your personal preference. Some, for example, will use dandelions for their many nutritional and medicinal values, thus seeing it more as a crop rather than a weed. I personally don't really mind violets or clovers, and dandelions I have a love-hate relationship with. The key to weed control is to understand your weeds and time your intervention for maximum effect. Careful observation of weed population and weed seedlings emergence will help you to develop an appropriate weed control program. Staying on top of weed problems through regular monitoring and prompt removal prevents the formation of large weed populations. In areas that can be mowed, weeds can generally be kept in check by mowing high at 3 to 4 inches, which allows the grass to shade out the weeds. In other areas, doing a little hand pulling of early seedlings, removing weeds before they set seeds, and filling in the bare spots with mulch or desired plants. Remember that you can adjust your soil chemistry, biology, depth, composition, and aeration to favor desired plants over the weeds. To prevent grass from creeping into the garden, you can simply use edging. Preventing the weeds before they happen by avoiding conditions they favor can also give you an upper hand. In general, avoid mowing too often or too low, mowing during hot, dry weather, allowing your soil to compact, overwatering, applying excessive or ill-timed nitrogen fertilizers. If you avoid these things, you'll likely see automatically less weeds. Corn gluten meal is sometimes used as an organic weed preventative in the spring, and it works specifically well for crabgrass. It is safe for kids and pets, and all organic weed methods work on the principle of either removing the whole plant or repeatedly killing the leaves, smothering it essentially to kill the whole plant, or minimizing the amount of weed seeds allowed to develop. Timing is key, however. Always try to remove weeds before they flower. It's easier when the plants are small, and more importantly, seeds will be prevented from forming and dispersing. There's a saying, 1 year's seeding makes 7 years of weeding. There are a variety of specialized tools and some organic herbicides available, and using the guide in the community blog, you can match the weed to the reason why it's growing and thus what is needed to deter that weed. For example, if you find you see a lot of dandelion, clover, and violets, then your soil may be too compacted and it may be a good idea to aerate your yard. If you find something that isn't in the guide, take a picture and send it to us. We can likely help to identify and help guide its removal. This weed guide can be found right in the community blog. I want to mention quickly poison ivy. Poison ivy fruit is an important food for birds, and it is a native plant that's found everywhere. Poison ivy leaves, stems, roots, and berries contain the oil erucol, which can cause allergic skin reactions, and many people in the form of rashes, sometimes severe. For this reason, poison ivy is best left unbothered whenever possible. However, if you want to remove it from an area where humans will have contact with it, there are some precautions to consider. Definitely do not burn it, as the oils can become airborne and injure your lungs. There are organic herbicides available to kill poison ivy, but they kill the leaves and require multiple applications to weaken and eventually kill the plant. If you plan to hand pull it, make sure you protect your skin and clothes from coming in contact with any part of the plant. Hand pulling is not a good idea if you are very sensitive to poison ivy. It is, however, an effective way to keep it controlled. If you are very sensitive, ask someone to help you to pull it in early spring or fall. Like most weeds, poison ivy is best pulled when small. When hand pulling, be sure to remove as much of the root as possible. Don't let the poison ivy vine climb, because this is when it flowers and spreads seeds. If it has gotten established in trees, cut it off at the base and do that repeatedly until it's weakened enough to be pulled. Be sure that whoever does this job wear adequate protection. One more quick break before I give you some methods to remove weeds you can try, as well as my final thoughts. Okay, here are some organic ways you might try to remove your weeds. Hand pulling, including using hand-powered tools. This is easiest when the soil is damp and the weeds are small. This is also the best time for harvesting edible weeds such as dandelion greens. Repeated mowing, repeatedly cutting down woody plants after each attempt at growth to weaken the root energy reserves, eventually causing death by starvation. You could mulch with a thick layer of weed-free mulch. You could use something called solarization, which entails covering a low-growing plant with clear plastic sheeting and letting it essentially cook in the sun. This, however, can also kill beneficial microorganisms in the soil, so you may want to add some compost to that area when you're finished. You could pour boiling water directly over the roots. You can rent animals like goats to graze if you have a large area. There are these things called flame weeders that some people find quite entertaining. You could prune flowers to prevent seed formation if the plant cannot be removed. And finally, you could use organically approved herbicides. Just be sure to be reading those labels. I hope you found this episode helpful. Do check out the community blog for more visual information. Next week's episode will be about insects. Be sure to stay up to date by signing up for the newsletter and emails. We don't send out a lot. And follow us on social media. If you're liking the podcast, subscribe and leave a review. These actions really do help us bring you the best content we can. Until next time, be kind to the planet, be kind to each other, and join our community.